Thank you very much.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Captain. Let me explain.
Now, please do.
You see, Pappy, the government...
Whose government?
Well, the United States government.
Oh.
They want to use the top of this mountain to build an ICBM firing base.
BM?
Ballistic missile.
Oh, I see.
That's right, ICBM.
UCBM? Well, I don't.
Me neither, Pappy. And I ain't so sure what I heard.
Why do you use such a big bullet just for target practice?
Well, it's part of our national defense system. You know, ICBM.
UCBM, too. How can everybody see it but me?
The Don and Mike Show.
I smell it. And that's the gang.
Oh, well, it's hard to be a gang.
There he is.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Let me see. I believe, well, we had the Elvis show today.
Yeah,
right?
Sure
so
did.
All of our wacky tapes and stuff, we'll wait until tomorrow. It was only one tape that we really should play of any urgency before the news.
Yeah. Coming your way in just 25 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of
King's. Second day in a row. Second day in a row, I got duped on that one.
25 days, Robbie.
It's 25 days, and they're going to be two episodes a night.
Every night. And there's this one episode where Spence is acting like a nerd.
Right.
It's great.
Good. I want you to do that all 25 days, okay? I'll look for the episodes
coming
that you like.
In just 25 days, the King of Queens on My 20.
Good luck. You got to do better than Deacon Gets in Trouble.
Good, actually.
Here's our friend Buzz.
Hi, yeah, man.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
You know, every year on this date, Elvis fans from around the world line up in the Memphis heat to pass by his grave at Graceland.
There's Pixie. Yeah.
Some of those fans are getting older.
Stupid losers.
Many have health problems. Yesterday, one of them died as temperatures again soared over 100 degrees. The 67-year-old woman was found dead in her tent at a nearby campsite.
Oh, dear.
She's the seventh person this week to die a heat-related death in Memphis, but the first among those who made the pilgrimage for the 30th anniversary of Elvis's death.
Thank you. That was the joke.
If they let her stay there for about 3 days, that corpse would serve as an air freshener.
Oh, God.
It's equally hot.
You remember how it smelled down there.
Yeah, there was a slight... it was kind of similar to New Orleans after the day after Mardi Gras.
Only
hotter.
Yeah. Much hotter.
Well, without the urine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Memphis?
With the smell of old people.
Memphis is New Orleans without the smell of urine.
Well, you can find a party there, but it's harder to find.
Mm-hmm. Memphis also has an underlying smell of smoke and old bananas.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
Old bananas.
Yeah, just like a real sicky, sweet smell.
Yeah, but they've got the ducks. Remember the ducks?
Oh, yeah. God, do I.
God, do I love those ducks.
They were delicious.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
It's equally hot in Memphis today. As those at the back of the line at Graceland wait 5 hours to pay their respects.
Hey.
The heat index, 111. Elvis's grave, as you know, gentlemen, is very close to his swimming pool.
It had tailed off over the years, and now because of the 30th anniversary, right, the whole hype, they all came back.
They picked right up.
And what? We should be there.
Yeah. We are banned.
I know,
we have been banned from Graceland.
They stop us at the airport.
This is not a gag.
Yeah, we can't go anywhere near there.
There are two places that we can't broadcast from.
Uh-huh.
Walt Disney World.
Right.
And Graceland.
There are places they will not allow this show.
We're kind of proud about that.
Remember, we had to use your real name when we booked that you're renewing your vows. Because the Don Geronimo not allowed to be at the Graceland Chapel.
Right.
Do you remember we ended up not doing it?
It was a Tyson fight.
You ended up taking the trip.
I did. I took my wife, Carrie, my smart wife.
This is about 4 years ago, obviously before Frida had passed away. I thought it'd be a nice touch if we went. I could get a free trip down to Memphis for a boxing match from HBO. If we talked about it on the air, he's going to bring Frida down, and we're going to renew our vows.
Right. In the Graceland Chapel?
Yeah, and she wasn't hip with that idea.
Not so much.
Hard to believe.
Very hard to believe.
Even though I thought it was terribly romantic.
You thought it was campy. You were a campy chap. That's why you wanted to do it. You wanted to do it for the goof.
Sure, are you kidding?
You wanted to do it for the goof. And she wasn't having any of it.
Remember, Frida was supremely into that whole, we should renew our vows.
That's
after we've been married 20 years, renew the vows.
And you were doing everything in your power to just kind of make it a fun thing.
This was your counteroffer. To go to the Elvis Presley Chapel in the Woods.
Right.
And you did the expensive, I think it was like the $85 ceremony.
Sure.
She's the love of my life, of course.
And it didn't fly,
man. It didn't even fly.
But Robbie took the trip.
I did.
You enjoy the fight?
It was wonderful. I love Memphis.
Did you enjoy the fight?
Oh, the fight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking you really because I didn't know. I've never talked to you about it. You know, did you enjoy the fight?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you, HBO.
You're lying.
On box office.
You're lying. We always scalp those tickets.
Hey, you'll never know when they might be coming up again.
What, Robbie?
I did go to the fight. Apparently, it wasn't sold out.
Oh, you did go to the fight?
Oh, you couldn't sell the tickets.
Yeah.
You couldn't sell the tickets.
Oh, that's usually...
Well, you know, maybe we tried, maybe we didn't. It was a long time ago.
That's Vegas.
Vegas is where you sell tickets.
Yeah, Vegas,
in theory.
Las Vegas is calling.
You were to do that.
Las Vegas.
One
are such pussies. Why? What's the problem with saying that the...
I'm not a pussy. What I'm saying is...
I'm talking about Rob. Rob's saying, like, if you go to Las Vegas and if you happen to do that, you and I did that.
No, but he's not being... I'm not either. I'm saying there's always the chance of another little trip. I don't want to jeopardize that.
HBO's not going to be mad. We've told that story before on the air. We told the story about how I told those two brothers when we went over to Caesar's Palace.
That's
I told them my name was Danny Ocean, and I could get them into the HBO party, and the tickets were only $200 each.
Oh, Danny.
You remember that story?
I do.
And they came around, hey, Danny, what's happening?
Carrie was for that. She was there for that one, too. Carrie was always there.
Danny Ocean has worked for you on a number of occasions.
That's a great name.
And I've had some success for some of the more successful fights. It's always a little interesting. Remember when I taught you how to do that?
What, scalp?
Yes.
Oh, I remember when you taught me how, Mike. That's right, because you're not a pussy. I wasn't even talking about you. I was talking about him.
No, but I'd love to have another opportunity to go enjoy one of those ringside seats because they are, I tell you, there's nothing like a ringside seat
to
a fight.
Get the sweat right on you.
It's fantastic. Right. There actually was, wait, we did go to one.
We did.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
And then I think we left before it was over.
What?
I remember drawing on the tablecloth.
We sat near real, real, real fat, sweaty
sports writers, right?
Yeah.
I remember less about the fight and more about the meal at the restaurant where you could climb up the wall to get your wine.
And wasn't there a lady that you had a relationship with in front of us that some old blonde lady? I seem to remember some blonde lady that was not enjoying our patter during the fight.
It was purely a I don't even know. How do you describe it? It was not, when you say relationship.
No, you had
a little.
It wasn't
like relationship.
No, you had a little chat with her.
Exchange.
Right? It was a spat.
An exchange.
It was a spat.
She wasn't really happy.
It began with glances, and it escalated to words.
We're in the middle of a goddamn arena surrounded by sweaty people, and I believe one of us had uttered the F word or something, and whatever.
Only in the nicest possible way.
You know, this broad wearing a dead raccoon on her hat on her head turns around and goes, you know, why do we have to have that kind of language? Meanwhile, she's at a boxing match in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But we actually went inside with our tickets to that fight. Right.
I know it's important to you, Mike, that we say to HBO, we did not scalp those tickets.
I think it was
I never scalped a ticket in my life.
I think it was Frazier Ali.
Never in my life. Huh?
It was Frazier Ali. Wasn't that the fight?
Yes. It was Tyson Holmes.
Anyway. 1 year in prison.
Anyway, man, I'm sure I'm tired. Elvis show, take it out of me.
Sure.
Man.
Do you have a toothache?
You worked hard.
I have a toothache. Here's my friend Mike Sparkles. And my stand-up twirl. Twirl for everybody. Show them the ring you bought.
Okay, I'll twirl.
Mike Sparkles. There he is twirling, showing off his rings.
I just twirled.
Do not give me the finger.
I just twirled.
Why did you give your brother the finger?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. Spreckles, it will fascinate you. Scatters frozen to the cage.
It's just because I mentioned scalping tickets.
No, I don't care, man. We're never going to get another offer from HBO, are we?
No.
That's gone. Those days are over.
That's right.
When do we get offers for anything, Jack?
We don't get offers for nothing.
They don't offer us dick.
Not anymore.
We don't even have the Opie and Anthony tickets to give away. We don't.
1 year in prison.
I'd give them away if the station gave us some to give away.
They don't even give us those tickets to give away.
We don't get any giveaways anymore.
Just scalp them.
They don't think we give them away.
We don't get anything anymore.
No, we don't. No more.
No more.
No more. We get nothing. No more.
We don't get
no fun ever.
It sucks.
1 year in prison for Michael Vick. That's what prosecutors are offering Vick if he pleads guilty by tomorrow morning. A Richmond newspaper, the Virginian Pilot, got that from unnamed sources familiar with the negotiations. Vic now faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted, if he doesn't make this deal. If he doesn't plead guilty by the deadline, he'll face charges that could lead to 20 years.
Screwed, blued, and tattooed, and I'll tell you why.
Does he take the deal?
Yes. Again, if you go through and you read the entire indictment, and especially these three guys that are rolling over on him,
right?
What they're alleging is that in April, like right before the draft, when Michael Vick went to New York and sat down with Roger Goodell and said all this stuff that's not true, like 3 days later, Vick killed eight dogs. That's what these guys are intimating. And my God, it's incredibly confusing. But one guy that does cut through it is that guy, Roger Cossack. He's on ESPN. He's some legal expert.
He's a lawyer. He's an attorney, right? He used to be on, wasn't he on the show with Greta Van Susteren?
Yeah, he used to be on that CNN show.
Right. He was used to be a news guy.
So he dumbed it down, and what he said was basically these guys roll over on Vic, and they're not rolling over because, how did he put it? Vic couldn't roll over on anybody else because he's the ringleader. And
so he really is the main guy that killed the dogs and did all that.
At least what he was saying was, even back then, what these guys are saying is like he went to the draft and then 3 days later he was like shooting dogs in the head.
Oh, God.
I mean, and I'm
so it sounds like he takes the deal and takes the year and deals.
I mean, I'm so tired of everybody saying Michael Vick allegedly charged with this. Hold on a second. If he was at least one iota innocent, at some point you'd put out some story. Right. Saying, even if legally you couldn't, you'd put out something saying, well, anyway, this is upsetting. I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds like the alleged.
Kind of rambling here.
It
sorry.
Sounds like the alleged goes away tomorrow if he takes the deal.
Yeah, and also I know his attorneys have been meeting with NFL officials to find out what kind of deal he can get with the NFL once he gets out of prison. That's the kind of negotiating that's going on today.
So this guy on TV was real simple about breaking it down to saying.
So he's screwed because he's the ringleader. These guys are going. And if he doesn't accept the deal, they can actually send him away for a much longer time.
And what he said was, if he does take the deal. When he makes his plea agreement, he has to read and say that he's guilty of absolutely everything in the indictment, and he has to read every detail. This was what this guy Roger Cossack said. He said, for instance, and he's looking at the indictment, he'd have to say, I'm Michael Vick, and I'm pleading guilty to killing a dog by slamming its head repeatedly with concrete.
Yeah, you know, if he takes the deal, a year doesn't seem all that fair.
That was the point that I was trying to get through, that this guy Roger Cossack was coming through. So I think Vic is screwed.
Sounds like, do you think he'll play in the NFL again if he gets convicted of this?
He's
negotiating now with the NFL. So yes, that tells me, yes, he will play in the NFL.
And talent is king. I mean, one thing about America, even with the dog killer, we are a forgiving society.
Well, we are. And I mean, if the guy is going to go to jail for a significant amount of time, I mean, and you know, he is paying his debt to society. Mm-hmm. It just seems a little light sentence if he's done. Yeah, well, I wish I had read the indictment because I'd love to know what was listed in there as far as. But I mean, really, dozens of dogs, right?
It's supposed to be 70 dogs, total of 70.
Wow.
Just killed them. I mean, whether fighting or just murdering
again,
the dogs.
Again, that's what I'm reading and that's what I'm hearing. But again, if I was on Michael Vick's team, on his defense team, I guess what I would say is, okay, dude, here's the deal. You know, say you're guilty. Go do some jail time, and then when you get out, you know, make it like your life's work to give $10 billion
to
whatever group,
animal funds,
and then go and like go to the Oakland Raiders and say, I'll play for $1. Or I will devote my entire salary to PETA.
Yeah, because really he was so put on the pedestal as one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
He's now in order. I mean, that's the only thing that I would see in revamping his reputation at all. I mean, he's always going to be known as the dog guy.
Yeah.
But if he does the right things, if he gets the right advice, and he gets, he doesn't surround himself with obviously some of the people that he's been surrounding himself with. Maybe he can, everybody has a chance. Everybody gets a second chance.
The one I almost feel bad for the Atlanta Falcons. Somebody was telling me that they were playing a preseason game this weekend against the Jets in New York, and now Vic is not even there. And every time the Falcons have the ball, they play over the loudspeaker who let the dogs out.
Ouch!
Yeah,
that poor freaking team.
They're saying it's not going to affect the interest in the NFL. The NFL hasn't been hurt by this, really. But the Atlanta Falcons have definitely been hurt by it.
There's just enough time left in the Bush administration for a White House wedding That's our story when we continue.
Oh.
Super, I love a wedding thought.
Wonder if we'll be invited. Nope, just like HBO.
Okay, be right. I know commercials! I know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know.